One.
Blog Talk Radio.
Illuminati! Yeah, yeah, yeah! Illuminati!
Hold on. You can't be ignorant with this. We got to come out as educated young black men. You feel me?
I guess.
Yeah, man, we can't be ignorant, man. They want us to act like the rest of the world. They want us to be like the people that they're molding into nothings. We can't be like them, and we still got our soul. We are not in the Matrix. They want us to think that we are in the Matrix, so that way they could be the ones to say that they can get us out of it. But we all know that's not the truth of it. The truth of it is they are the Matrix, and they're trying to get us locked in the Matrix. You feel me? So they make movies of the Matrix. They do stuff like Avatar to go ahead and show us how beautiful it would be to be on the opposite side of life, you know? Good and bad. Should I say good and evil? Good versus evil. Because this ain't just about being bad.
We're going to introduce ourselves, man. I'm Mr. Black, and this is Rob Hood, super producer / rap artist / CEO. You know, we all businessmen over here in this business world, you know. And, you know, this is a white man's world, but I believe, you know, it's our world, really. You know, it's all of us our world. You know what I mean? We doing our thing.
People usually say, yeah, it is the white man's world, but let me say something different. I'm going to say I think it's the devil's world. It ain't the white man's world. The white man got to go through the same things we going through at the end of the day. All I feel like is the enemy is strong, man, and he's trying to go ahead and rally up his army to go ahead and go to war. But with who? With who? Who are we warring against? Like, what's going on? Like, it's just like lately, man, everything's been upside down. And if you look at it, it just seems like even when you look at the days, you wake up in the morning, you feel like every day is just getting weirder and weirder. Things are not the same anymore, man.
Exactly.
Things are not the same, my dude. Things are totally different.
Change. The industry done change. It's a new world order. Basically, it's a new world order. The new world order already started. They don't want to expose that on the radio stations. They don't want to tell you none of that stuff, what's going on between the music industry, especially during the MTV Awards from last night. You know what I mean?
Oh, that MTV Awards last night was crazy. You see, the thing is what they did with the MTV Awards, if you look at it, they made the fourth, now you brought this to my attention, it was you, they made the roof of the award show looking like wings of angels, like how you would see the wings of the angels covering the Ark of the Covenant as if they were covering God. So if you look at it, they got the floor, it looks like a big eye. It either looks like a big eye with radiation, like radiating, or it looks like the sun with the sun rays. That's what it looks like, either that. It's still the same thing. They worship in the sun, they think the sun is God, and, you know, Horus and all that stuff. So it looks like they're trying to mimic the whole Ark of the Covenant. They're saying basically the Ark of the Covenant is with them, that they have the one true God. They are the ones who know the true wisdom of God. If you look at it, the wings look like dragon wings more, like they look like gargoyle wings more than they look like angelic wings or how an angel's wings would be. It didn't look like it had feathers. It just looked like it had like sharp ends, like on the top of it where the elbow would be. It looked like it just had sharp ends and stuff. And it looks like it has four angels covering, as if they were covering God, like it says in the Bible. The devil was a cherub who covers, and what did he do? He used to cover God. And they're showing you these things, like saying they're mimicking God. Either they're mimicking him or they're mocking him. But the Bible says don't be deceived because God is not mocked. So whatever that they do and they think they're mocking him, they're not, because he is not mocked.
Well, I'm hoping people are listening, because I hope they listen to what we're talking about. And, you know, they don't have to believe us, but they have to see it for themselves. Because, I mean, basically the devil is revealing himself right now through music and through movies, you know. And just the movie entertainment industry, you know, basically the movies explains how things are going exactly as planned. Every movie that's actually dropped, people need to pay attention to the movies and listen, look at the storyline, how things is going in real life, really.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, man. The enemy is making himself known. He's always been around, But now he's just making himself known. He's putting himself out there, exposing himself. Because it's that time now, man. Excuse me, man, I'm eating at the same time. But it's that time. Right now, the stages that we on, like the stages that we're on right now, we're at that stage that Jesus was talking about in Matthew 24, the birth pangs. Before a woman gives birth, she has to go through the pains. When her water breaks, the contractions are the pain that she gives before she actually gives birth. That's what we're going through right now, the contractions. Things are just, they just gathering themselves together so they could push out the real deal. They're manipulating the minds of young people because they know this is something that is going to continue. It's going to be like this for a while. They're going to be in control for a little while, not for long. Only 7 years, really. The first 3.5 years, they're going to be screaming peace, peace, peace. What's going to end up happening is only a deceit. And then the second 3.5 years, they're going to show you what really real peace really means. But all these things is like going to gear and lead towards the end of civilization, I guess, as we know it. I don't want to say the end of the world because God says the world will abide forever. He's going to reform it. Yeah, I'm sure he's going to do that, probably with fire and all that stuff, you know, make the world go through a whole stage of recreation. But after that, everything is going to be perfect. I don't think the world itself is going to pass. We are going to pass before the world passes. Matter of fact, God says his words are so strong that heaven and earth are going to pass away before his word comes out into a lie. So why would I believe the lies that they're showing on TV right now? The stuff that they're doing to, you know, subliminally tell people follow the devil instead of God. That's what they're really trying to do. They're recruiting people for the devil.
Confused, and you know, God is not the author of confusion, you know?
He is not the author of confusion. The enemy is the author of confusion. Confusion comes when, for example, you ever seen on TV, like, they show you how these people be having an evil twin, like a TV show, they're like, okay, yeah, this is my evil twin, but then you're like, yo, which one is which? And then you don't know which one to pick.
Yeah.
But then the evil twin will say something like, well, then, you know, if you don't want to believe me as the good twin, then he ain't good either. You know, that's what the world is trying to use, the same tactic, the confusing tactic of people seeing that God is actually saying, come to me. But then he's saying, the devil is saying, come to me too. But then when he realizes that people are going to end up going to God because we are, God's creation and we still have a connection with him. When he realizes that we are going to go to God, he confuses us completely. He makes us think that neither of them are good, either God or him. So his plan is really, he's not really looking into getting people to come to his side. He doesn't care if you come to his side. The devil don't care about you. He don't care if you come to his side or not. All he cares about is that you go to hell. You die, and then you spend the rest of your eternity in hell. That's all he cares about.
Yeah, all he cares about is having a lot of followers, just like Twitter.
Let me tell you what happened. The thing is, the followers he's having, he doesn't give a two F's about. The thing is, only thing is that he cares about the fact that souls are being lost. People are dying in their sins. See, the thing is, like, I was looking at this documentary, right, and they were saying that, you know, out of the whole 100% of our DNA, we only use about 10%. The whole rest of them, they call it junk DNA. But why would they call it junk DNA? They probably are strands and connections that tells us who we truly are as human beings or where we came from, what is our history. But these DNAs, you can't even use those. The only ones we use is only 10% out of 100, dude. So think of it like this. Think of it like this. Sin is a disease. It's a hereditary disease, something that came from Adam, and it's passed on to everyone to this day. The reason why people die is because of sin. There's no other reason why people are dying. It's only because of sin. So at the end of the day, people are sinning. They're dying in their sins, and the enemy, that's what he wants. It doesn't matter if Twitter has a billion people following, or if Facebook is the biggest thing in the world. I mean, only thing is that they're trying to gather people down the large path that leads straight to hell.
Because God says narrow is the path that leads to heaven, but wide and large is the path that leads to hell. Now I see why he's saying that. Because when you look at it, it's not really the fact that he's saying a lot of people ain't going to go to heaven and a lot of people are going to go to hell. He's just saying it like, look at the difference between the people who are actually being fooled nowadays by the enemy and all the resources that he's using, the media, TV, films, newspaper, music, especially music, all these different aspects of life that he's using, things that should be enjoyable for the human, for us. He's using it against us to turn us against God. Now, how does he turn us against God? The devil ain't going to come on TV or he send somebody on TV to say, you know, reject God. But although he will see, will attack, you know, certain, like, why don't, when you look at it, like, for example, out of all the rock stars in the world, right, all of those who call themselves anti-Christian, right, who do they go against? Do they go against Muslims? Do they go against Buddhists? Do they go against Hindus? No, they don't. They only attack Christians and Jews. Why is that? Why is that? Because it tells you something. The spirit that's behind them, the spirit that's working with these people know the truth. They know that there's only one way in heaven. They know that you cannot...
Being a Christian and a Jew.
Yeah. You know, that's one way to get to heaven. So what they do is they attack the truth. They attack the truth. Anything else that is a lie or that is tainted with lies, they leave it. Anything else, the one true thing is what they're attacking, but people don't look at it. They think it's cool that Marilyn Manson gets on MTV Awards and say, oh, we are tired of Christian tyranny. Like, Christianity is something bad. It's like, yo, you know, like, what, and people are actually like, yeah, rock and roll, putting their devil horns up in the air and stuff like that. Like, it's something cool. But at the end of the day, you know, we'll see who gets the last laugh. I know it's not going to be me, because I'm not God, but God is going to get the last laugh, and I'm going to be on his side when he is. That's one thing I know, man. But, yeah, man, going back to the MTV Awards, man, it was really crazy. Kanye West came out in red, and people are saying, oh, Kanye West came out in red just to taunt people, just to make sure, just to, you know, to prove something to the haters that he doesn't care about what they're saying about him. What? Yeah, right. Yeah, right. He's just going on with the program.
Yo, Kanye, no. Kanye been part of that program for a minute now, man. Kanye is finished. He is finished.
The thing is, what people don't understand, there's nobody hating on Kanye West. And if people are hating on Kanye West, the only thing they're saying is they're hating on his music. Or they're hating on his looks. Because the world is like, they bombarded us with so much stuff that we can't really look inside the person anymore. We can only look at appearance. That's all. We can only look at appearance. But those who can look past the appearance know. They weren't hating on Kanye West or his career or the way that he does his stuff. It's just the fact that he's going down a different path, and it doesn't look like the path that he was on. I mean, every day your life is on TV and stuff like that. Don't you think it's going to show people where you're going? It's kind of like you being on that sort of label. They make TV so personal nowadays that people think that they knew Michael Jackson when he died, to the point where they were really crying like crazy. Like they cried like they lost a brother or a sister. And they've never met Michael Jackson personally in their life. That's how TV affects the world, the media. So if you're looking at Kanye West's life on TV every day, and you're looking at how he's shifting from being the godly person that he said he used to be to somebody totally different, it's like, you know?
Yeah.
It's like, people are going to see it. It's like, yo, they're going to be like, yo, this dude is going down the wrong direction right now. And that's exactly what's going on, man. That's exactly what it is. Kanye is just doing his thing. Kanye didn't get on there because people are saying, oh, he worshiped the devil, so he's doing that. Nah. Kanye is not trying to make a statement. He's actually doing his part. He's playing his part.
He's playing his part. He's playing his part. He's getting paid for it. He don't really care about anybody else but himself, you know? He considers himself as a god right now.
Sometimes I even wonder, do Kanye has at least an auntie or a grandmother or something, somebody that can talk to him? Because his mother passed, okay, but do you have somebody else, like in your family, you know?
I only think he recognizes his own family right now.
That's crazy. That's crazy.
You got any gospel tracks you want to play?
Huh?
Got any gospel tracks you want to play?
No, actually, I haven't been able to find nothing, dude, to be honest.
I'll just say that let's carry on with this conversation and hopefully we get more people. And as this thing grows and grows, I call this, you know what I want to call this, let's get free hour. Because it's like people got to understand, dude, we're locked in a mental bondage, like we're chained up mentally. Our minds are locked up into believing what they want us to believe. And, like, you ever seen that, like, there's this TV show, my sister, she made me, like, she told me about that TV, not a TV show, but, like, it's a movie called Zeitgeist or Zeitgeist or something like that. It sounds like a poltergeist thing, like, listen to where you think that people are exercising demons or something.
Yeah.
It's called Zeitgeist. You go on it, and they're telling you how the Jesus story was made up, that basically there is no Jesus. Jesus was made up by the Illuminati to drive people into believing into something that's going to tame them. So basically they're saying Christianity is a made-up religion to tame the people, to make them feel like, you know, to tame us. I don't know what, from reading the Bible, I don't see nothing in there that's saying for you to be tamed. The Word of God was written by 40 different men who did not know each other. Only four of them knew each other because of Jesus. 40 different men over 1,600 years, and there's not one contradiction in it. You need to tell me some white dude sat down and put this book together to fool the world? Give me a break. Jesus is real. There's a part in the Bible, dude, where it says that God is so great that he loves us so much that he even glorifies his story of it. His story, he even glorifies his story in himself in the stars. You know what the movie says? Now, this is in the Bible. The Bible says that God shows us the signs of his coming in the stars, that nature speaks of God's glory from the stars in heaven to the plants on earth. Everything is glorifying God. Everything is showing God's glory. Guess what? They connected the whole story with how there were other people who had virgin births like Jesus. How Jesus couldn't have been the only Messiah, because if he was, there were other people out there who had virgin births in all four corners of the world from different civilizations who were around the same time as Jesus. Well, the Bible did talk about how in Jesus' time, there's people who came, they were false Christs, false Messiahs. What the devil's trying to do? The devil's trying to stop Christ from ever saving the world. What do you think he's going to do? The best trick he can. If people know that Jesus is coming, but they don't know what he looks like, the Messiah is coming, they don't know what he looks like, they don't know anything about him, what do you think they're going to do? What do you think the enemy is going to do? He's going to go ahead and try to infiltrate and plant his own imposters. He's going to go ahead and put his own fake messiahs, dude, false messiahs, so that way they can lead the people astray with either the things that they say or how they live their lives. So that's why you have in India, you had one dude who was born of a virgin, and his birth was announced by an angel, just like Jesus. And they show you four, five, six, about seven, I think, different people in different parts of the world at that time who actually had virgin birth, and they even went on to say these people actually died and rose up on the third day just like Jesus, which is not true. That's continuum legend. That means that they took a story that had no ending, and they gave it their own ending according to something else they heard. You feel me? But, and then they go into saying the sun and the stars actually talk about God's glory and all that stuff, how the whole story of Jesus is really about astrology, how the sun raises up every day and then it dies at night and then all that stuff. And like, are you really serious? You expect me to believe that the Bible was actually copied from astrology, or astrology is actually glorifying and actually confirming what the Bible is saying about God, that everything in heaven and on earth is glorifying God? Of course, it's going to show that the stars have a similarity with Jesus, that the sun represents the Son of God. That's why they call the sun the sun. You know, all these things, like, they're trying to make it seem like the whole thing about Christ is false. But that's what the Bible talks about when Paul said to Timothy, be careful, because in the last days, people are going to take the word of God and they're going to flip it around and they're going to try to make it into something that is not. And they will deceive the world. And even those who are in God might even get lost, so be careful, have discernment, open your eyes. Don't fall into the doctrines of angels, that's all it is. It's angels. And Timothy, in the book of Timothy, I believe, or in Titus, I think it was Galatians, Paul said, if any other being, if anyone else comes to you and preach a gospel other than the gospel of Jesus Christ, whether it be a man, a child, or even an angel from heaven, you know that?
know, why would he say that? Even an angel from heaven. If an angel from heaven come and give you a doctrine, a gospel that is different from the one that Jesus preached, let that angel or that man or that child, whoever they are, be accursed and be sent to the worst and the deepest depths of hell, or they will never see the presence of God again. That's what he says. So it's just telling you, dude, it's that serious, dude, that in the last days, those doctrines, people are going to have itching ears. They're going to start going after stuff that makes them feel more satisfying to themselves, because the Bible says that in the last days, we are going to grow so selfish that we're going to seek our own personal glorification. So what do you think is going on now? The idea of man being God. You feel me? So these are doctrines of angels. The whole thing, the Quran, for example, I'm not dissing nobody who's a Muslim, but come on. Muhammad, Prophet Muhammad, was a dude who used to, his wife, he had many wives, and he was a general of an army, he used to slaughter people. He had many wives. One of them was 9 years old, her name was Fatima. Now, this guy used to be a guy who used to drink and get drunk and all that stuff, and he'll sit down, and one day he sat down, he said he was drunk, he was, you know, minding his business, and an angel came to him, and which angel? Gabriel. He said, Angel Gabriel, the same one who announced the birth of Jesus, dude, came to him and told him that to write the gospel, to write down a book. Now, Muhammad sat down and wrote the Quran. Do you know how big the Quran is? The Quran is so big, it looks like a fucking, it looks like a freaking thesaurus, dude. Like, it's so big, it looks like a book, like a encyclopedia. That's how big it is. You know, and the Bible is smaller than that. Now, you telling me that this dude sat down and wrote all of that stuff on his own. On his own. He wrote the whole thing, and guess what? A good 43% of that book, a lot of the stuff in there are from the Bible. The story of Moses, the story of Jesus. Now, they went ahead and said Jesus didn't really die on the cross, that he got down off the cross and gave somebody else a space. Somebody else went on top of it. You want me to believe those lame stories, dude? I'd rather believe the book that tells me that this guy came down on earth. He was sent by God. He is God himself. He put himself in a body. You know, he put himself inside someone's body, and that person gave birth to him, and he became the savior of the world. Now, the Bible says this is how you test your religion. There's no greater man. There's no greater love than when a man gives his own life to his friends. Now, Allah didn't die for me. Buddha didn't die for me. You feel me? It's like, if you really want me to follow your religion, then go ahead and pick up a cross and show me how much I mean to you. How much my soul means to you. You're going to go ahead and get on the cross and take the shame of the world on your back? I ain't never heard no religion did that. That's why I tell people, it's not about religion with Jesus, it's about relationship. Because when he came here, he wasn't trying to show us rituals. He wasn't trying to show us ceremonies. All he did was he taught us how to pray, and he taught us a lifestyle, and he said for us to follow, and if we do follow, we're going to be doing bigger things than we did in his life. So at the end of the day, you know, it's just like, I rest my case. The world is blind, and the world is being led down the path of destruction. Only reason why is because of the fact that the world chooses to ignore the truth and go seek their own. They go out there and try to seek their own truth, and it can't happen like that. God don't make deals, man. The devil does. God tells you, here's the deal. He didn't say, let's make a deal. The devil say, let's make a deal. God will tell you, here's the deal, nigga. You better follow it or else. And people get mad when they hear stuff like that. Oh, what you trying to say? Such a God, good God, a loving God? Well, the devil's a liar. Such a good God.
The devil's always going to be a liar. The devil's always going to be a liar.
Always going to be a liar. That's why he put those little tricks in people's ears. Oh, such a
exactly.
Good and loving God. Why would he be so, why would he send people to hell since he's good and loving? God is so good and loving that he let us do what we want. But we got to face our own consequences. That's what's going to happen. We're facing it. God said it in the Bible. There is no place in the Bible where God said he created hell for his creation, for those that he created after his own likeness and image, which is us. He did not create hell for human beings. He created hell for the demons, for Satan, and his angels. That's who he created hell
Satan's
for.
Just trying to get the humans with him because Satan's jealous of us, basically.
Yes, he's jealous of us. He cannot get forgiveness. There is no remission of sin for angels. There isn't. An angel can't go to God and say, please forgive me. He can't kick him out. There's no angel that can go back and say, God, I'm so sorry for what I did. Only we can do that. That's a human privilege that even angels who are more powerful than demons don't have. Think of it. Think of it. Wouldn't you be pissed off to hate somebody, you feel me? And hate this person who's actually getting the opportunity of a lifetime that you felt I should have been to you? See, what the enemy did, was he felt like he was doing something good. That's why a lot of people are saying, oh, Satan didn't get a fair judgment. God judged them too quick. Because they said, oh, he had good intentions. All he wanted to do was show people the truth. Open our eyes and make us see the knowledge of good and evil. Who cares if he wanted to do something good? I don't care. Reason why is because it's not about what you want to do. It's about what God says. God said, don't touch that tree, else you will die. I don't care if eating that tree would have made me a god myself. The fact that he tells me don't touch it, else I will die, I would not touch it. Even if the devil was telling the truth in the Garden of Eden, I don't care. It's the fact that you disobeyed God and you disobeyed his word. He did tell you not to touch it. God didn't say, Eve, oh my God, why you let the devil lie to you? Adam, why you let the devil lie to you? No, he said, you disobeyed me. You disobeyed. God could have made that up. The tree could have been any regular tree. It could have been grapes. It could have been a tree of grapes, dude. And God said, don't touch it. If you touch this tree, that you will die. He didn't say, if you touch this tree, I'm going to kill you. He said, if you touch this tree, you will die. That means you're going to bring that on yourself by disobeying his word. Because the first thing he says, do not touch it. That's God's word. Obey his word.
And everybody going against his word because they want it to Satan because Satan is giving their wishes. Just like a genie.
Yeah.
A genie is something, a part of Satan, you know, that's Satan's work right there. You know, when they put Aladdin and the genie and all that, they make it seem so good. And
what do you think a genie is?
Satan, of course.
Yes. A genie is a representation of Satan, Rayman, somebody who can give you anything you want. In Hindu religions, the devil is a jinn. They call him a jinn. That the devil was a demon. I think that's either Muslims or Hindu. The devil was a demon, a jinn. Guess what? The word jinn means, that's the same word you get genie from, jinn.
Yeah.
So it just tells you, man, there's a connection with every religion because every religion somehow, some way, shows an aspect of them that just have similarities too close for comfort. Why all religions have devils? If they ain't real. You feel me? Why all religions have a God if he ain't real? The only thing is that they make up these gods to confuse you, to not know who is the real God. That's why God says we need the spirit of discernment. The spirit of discernment, man. The spirit of discernment will help you, man, to differentiate who is the truth and who isn't. God said in the book, man, if any angel comes to you and start preaching love and peace, this is how you test him to see if he's from God. Now, this is in the Bible. I think Peter said that. He said, this is how you test any angel that comes to you and start preaching love and peace and unity. You ask him, who sent you? Did you come in the name of the one and only Lord Yeshua? If he cannot consent to that and say, yeah, Jesus sent me, nah, dude, don't listen to him. He's not of God. He's not an angel of light. He's not an angel of God because the Bible says even Satan himself disguises himself as an angel of light to preach lies to people, making it seem like it's the truth. So.
I got some gospel music playing right now.
Let's
go ahead and play for a few minutes. You still eating?
Yeah, man, this is a lot of Saturday.
Okay, what I'm going to do, we're going to play this gospel song right here, and then we're going to go to this clip from TVN when it was talking about the Antichrist and all that.
That's what's up.
All right, we're going to play this right quick. We're going to play like two gospel songs. Hold on. Let me know if it's too loud.
We still going to be talking, right?
Yeah.
Okay. This is good right here.
That's great.
I'm eating salad and drinking a beer.
Huh?
And I said, I'm eating salad and I'm drinking a beer. Yeah, the beer is good for the heart. May get you tipsy, but it's good. So you saying that, So you saying that TVN had something they were passing about the Antichrist?
Give it a minute. Let me go on there. Hello?
Yeah,
okay, I'm still looking for it, but basically what this is talking about is basically talking about what's happening in the Bible, you know.
Mm-hmm.
How things is going right now between the president and the world, the new world order and all that. They was talking about that at TVN. Trying to find a clip right now. So
Hal Lindsey.
Huh?
Is it Hal Lindsey?
Say that again?
Is it Hal Lindsey?
Yeah, they basically talking about how the, you know, how the Antichrist is making his moves right now as we speak, you know. Because, you know, these people on TVN, they got the Holy Spirit, you know. And basically, these people who knows about the world news, they get, you know.
Is it a guy who sits around like he's doing news?
Huh?
Is it a guy who sits down and act like he's giving the news or he's reporting the news, or everything you talk about is the end of the world?
Basically, yeah, it's a woman and a guy. I forgot the name of them.
Jack Van Impe.
Huh?
Jack Van Impe.
Yeah.
That dude is blessed beyond recognition with the spirit of discernment.
he believes Obama could be the AI, or the AC, I should say. He believes that. Now, this is what I believe. I say I don't think he is. Now, I say if, because if he is, then there are a couple of things that are going to happen to him soon that won't be good news. He's got to be assassinated, and he has to come back to life.
Yeah.
Now, if by any chance you hear Obama's assassinated, and then 3-4 days later you hear Obama's okay, then that will raise my eyebrows, and I'm going to say, okay, this guy is an Antichrist. Yeah, because the Bible says that he will be killed. The Antichrist will be killed, but the beast, the devil, will give him life again, and he will be able to breathe. He will be able to do everything.
Excuse me.
And now, another thing. If he is the Antichrist, he's secretly gay. And it will be in the open soon. Because the Antichrist, the Bible says it in Daniel, that the Antichrist will have no desire for women at all. He won't desire women. So that means if he is the Antichrist and he's secretly gay. Now, I don't believe the Antichrist is here yet. I believe he's here, but I don't believe he's in power yet enough to show himself. But he's here. He's controlling things. I think, you know, certain people who are in position of power right now are just paving the way for him. And I think Obama could be one of them paving the way. Now, if he ends up being assassinated, and the next thing you know, you hear that he's alive, then, yeah, that would raise my eyebrow. I'm going to be like, okay, let's get ready for the total shitstorm, because this dude is the real deal. Yeah. Until then, you know, I mean, I've already heard the rumors about him being gay. It was on tabloid newspapers and everything. Like, you walk in any store, any Publix, you see a newspaper saying Obama's gay, secret relationships and all that stuff with dudes. Now, he hired one dude who was his secret lover, and he made him, who had no politics experience, and he made him something big inside of the White House just to have him close. You know?
Yeah.
Those are rumors that people don't really hear about because they don't pick up those newspapers. Those newspapers be telling the truth sometimes, dude. It's like, let me tell you how they be telling the truth, dude. You know how I know Michael Jackson was killed? It was a plan killing?
Yeah, it was a plan. Yeah, because Michael Jackson was actually going to expose them. And when he was about to expose them by doing the tour, you know, they set up the doctor to do something. You know, they pay him a lot of money.
Yeah.
Just to set that up. Basically.
Let me tell you, how about I was reading this newspaper 6 months before Michael Jackson passed, saying Michael Jackson got 6 months left to live.
What?
Yeah. I'm not making this up. I put this on my life. I am not making this up. I'm inside a Publix at Boynton Beach, and I'm reading this thing that say Michael Jackson has 6 months to live. That was 6 months before he died.
Yep.
Not making this up, dude. A tabloid newspaper.
When you seen this?
6 months before he died.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. And the thing is, it said Michael Jackson only has 6 months to live, and he died 6 months later.
Oh,
I don't know which I forgot which newspaper, though. But it said it clearly. Right there, it shows you a picture of Michael Jackson. And it said, I think it either said Michael Jackson has 6 months to live or Wacko. How do you even call him? Wacko has 6 months to live. Real deal. And then he passed
Michael
right
Wacko.
After
Wacko, yeah, they'd be making fun of him and call him Wacko.
And then, like, boom, right after that, he passed away 6 months later. Real talk. Unless these newspapers are full of prophets, people who could tell the future, then Michael Jackson's death was planned, and it was distributed around to make the top newspaper officials to have a notice. That way they can go ahead and start putting out little subliminal messages about it.
Yeah, set up. Basically, it's a set up.
Yeah. Set up and killed. They tried to send him to jail.
Whoa.
That didn't work. They tried to send him in jail. That ain't work. they resorted to taking him out. And if you listen to LaToya Jackson talking, saying how her brother was murdered, and when they asked her about who, she said she can't say, is these people are snakes. They're people who can actually come after you and kill you.
In a quick second.
Mm-hmm.
In a quick second, dog. They got so much power, dog.
Mm-hmm.
How could one man have so much power?
Yep. Oh, yeah, he's talking about the Antichrist. Guess what the Bible calls Satan? The prince of the power of the air. Power. They were that word again. In Ephesians chapter 6, the Bible says we don't wrestle against flesh and blood, but we wrestle against the principalities, the dominions, the powers, and the thrones of the unseen world. There goes that word power again. Power, my dude, is a rank of demons or rank of fallen angels, dude. Yeah. And they are directly under. Now, the enemy, he runs all of them, but the powers are directly under him. He used them as a secret weapon. They're his, like, secret weapon. That trick that he got under his sleeve. That's who they are. Like, for example, the movie Prince of Persia, with Jake Gyllenhaal, that people go and watch, and they're like, oh my God, this movie reminds us of some nice Aladdin movie. Or, you know, some stuff like that. Do you know who the Prince of Persia is, though?
Bin Laden?
Man, no, the Prince of Persia, though. The Prince, that name was mentioned in the Bible. There was no other place that the people were being called the Prince of Persia. No other book, except for in the Bible. And do you know who the Bible called the Prince of Persia?
Satan.
Let me give you a story. Yeah, let me give you the story. The story is like this. Daniel, the prophet Daniel, who was the first one that God gave the responsibility of writing about the end of the world before John the Revelator in Revelations? It was Daniel. So if you go into the book, the Old Testament book of Daniel, you will see like it's the beginning of Revelations. Once you stick them together, you got one big book that started with Daniel and finished off with Revelations. No contradiction, dude. So the thing is, Daniel says one night he's praying because God, he wanted to get more prophecy from the Lord. He's praying. And God sends who? Michael, the angel. Michael said to Daniel, I was going to come a long time ago, but guess what happened? He said, the powers of the air and the prince of Persia stopped me from coming. They declared war against me. This is Michael talking, an angel. What angel would need human permission to come down on earth? You feel me?
Yeah.
People don't put the two and two together, but Hollywood knows that the Prince of Persia is a representation of satanic forces, dude. The force of Satan. How in the book of Daniel, when Michael was coming down to answer Daniel's prayer on God's behalf, that he was stopped by the Prince of Persia and his army, who were called the powers. Like, they stopped dude and didn't want to let him through. Didn't want to let him on earth. He had to fight with them until he got through. So even the angels have a problem coming down, dude. Even the angels have a problem coming down here. Because the devil's somewhere up in the air trying to stop them. Michael said he had to fight to get down here. And now Hollywood got this movie called Prince of Persia. And meanwhile, the angel who came from heaven, Michael, is mentioned and referring to the Prince of Persia, not as a human being, but as a power of Satan.
And people don't even understand that.
People don't even understand that.
It's something new to me, man. I didn't even know that part right there.
Go read Daniel, my dude. You'll see it in there. The book of Daniel is only about 11 chapters. It's not that long, but it's very deep, and it says a lot, dude. And that's where you'll find out that the real Antichrist is not going to be a lover of women. He's going to be a man who desires men. And he's not going to be a lover of God. He's going to exalt himself above every God, including the real God. He's going to exalt himself above everybody's religion, above everybody's everything,
whatever belief you have, he's going to exalt himself, put himself above all of them.
He's going to try to feed off of fear.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to feed off of weakness.
Yeah. He's going to really, man, you know what? The world is going to be crazy in a little bit. Crazy.
I want you know how we should do this radio station just like you seen 2012, right?
Mm-hmm.
You see how that guy was doing, like how he was doing everything on the radio station, putting the information out there and
mm-hmm.
stuff about. That's what we need to do, man.
You know the best. You know I know what you're talking about, but the movie that showed it to me best was Eight Legged Freaks.
Yeah, just like that. You'll see every movie they do that. They show you like revolutionaries actually doing that, but they got a pen.
Yeah, you got the kid, the black dude, the one that plays Dougie Doug, the one that played in the Cosby Show.
Yeah.
Yeah, the one that looked lanky and weird, the black dude with the dreadlocks. How he was in that movie, Eight Legged Freaks, and he was the one, man, it's a conspiracy, man. It's a conspiracy. It's something coming, and he has his own little underground radio station in his mobile home somewhere far in the desert, and that's what he's giving people. Information about what's really going on, and people are listening to him. And I feel like that's what we need to do. That's why I want to call. I had an idea. Let's get free radio. Let's get free radio, man. And I'm not talking about the freedom where you know people are like, yeah. You know what happened? It's not just Christians, though, who are sitting down and they're like, yo, we finding out the truth about everything. It's people who also don't believe in God, who are actually against the whole thing that's going on, against the New World Order, against all these things.
Mm-hmm.
People think that just because the person is not a Christian or is not a believer in God or Jesus, that they are going to automatically accept what's going on. That's not true. A lot of people are not for that. But they are, you know, but they're still going to die and go to hell in their sins because they don't believe in Jesus. So I feel like what people like Professor Griffiths are doing the same thing that we're doing. Talking to people and all that, exposing the truth that's been hidden, you know, putting some light to it. But what Professor Griffith is not doing is he's not exposing his people to the way that they can get out of it. Like, all these things is going to go down, but people are like, we're doomed, we're fucked, we're doomed, like, what are we going to do, you know? But the thing is that what they fail to realize is that there is something that can be done. We're not doomed. The world is doomed. Those who are actually trying to plan this whole thing, they're doomed. They're actually setting up their own snare, their own hole in the ground with spikes in it that will just go through their bodies and kill them. That's what they are doing. We're not doomed. We have a way out, and it's Jesus, and these people need to know about it. You won't hear Professor Griffin himself don't believe in Jesus. He's of another religion. I think it's a 5%er or something like that. It's somewhere close to the Nation of Islam. They don't believe in the God that we believe in. They don't believe in Jesus enough, you know, to actually say this is the way out. All Professor Griff could do is present the problem, but he can't tell you the solution because he doesn't have the solution. Only the real God does, and we can start referring people to that God. We can start mentioning him and make sure that we don't only talk about the problem, but we also give him the solvent to it. We give him that solution. Okay, this is what's going on, and this is where we're getting it from. Like, Professor Griff won't even give people a count of where he gets his information from. Most of the stuff he's saying, Professor Griff, is from the Bible. Like, how you gonna quote the Bible, but then you can tell people to go to God? You know? It's like, you gotta be able to talk to people, open their minds, show them that there is a problem, and show them that there is a solution, that God is the only solution. Why we know there's a problem? Because God's word said that there was gonna be a problem. Now, if long time ago, back in the 50s or the 20s, people didn't stop saying Jesus is coming back soon, if people didn't stop saying that way a long time ago, I'm pretty sure right now, people would have been like, okay, whatever, this whole thing might be good. But the fact that people are like, yo, ever since a long time ago, people are like, Jesus is coming back, get ready, Jesus is coming back, the world is going to be united into one, it's going to be a one-world government, Jesus is coming back, hurry up, they're going to put the 666, blah, 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 blah. But people used to be like, yeah, whatever, yeah, Jesus coming back, I said that since the 1920s. Or after that, I've been saying that since Jesus left, you know, since he went back up to heaven, I've been saying that. But he never came back. But had people not been saying that, nobody would have been aware of what's going on now, dude. It's because of the fact that we hear that Jesus is coming back. And we hear people talking about the end times and what's going to happen. Way long time ago, that's not actually raising eyebrows now because people are like,
wait a minute. We used to call these guys crazy, but oh my gosh, they're the right ones. They are so right. Like, oh shoot, then if they're right about the one world government thing, they're right about the 666 and the Antichrist. Then they're going to be right about Jesus coming back.
They see it, but they don't see it, you know what I mean?
Yeah, they don't.
They're not paying attention, and they don't want us to pay attention. That's why you put more technology, more TVs, more of everything, more clothes. Everything is an illusion. Everything is an illusion. Lil Wayne said it in his song. You know,
every day is a new iPod, man. Every day is a new iPod, a new iPhone.
Everything is an illusion, man. Everything is a picture.
Yeah.
Everything is a picture on the wall.
Mm-hmm.
A cover-up, you know?
What's
let's throw some more stimulus money so they can feel much better. Here, let's throw them some more money. Here.
What money?
Yeah, make them feel good. Make them feel good.
It's just propaganda.
I know this Michael Jackson and Tupac made a song together, man. And not just that, but they did the same song, like the same topic. They don't give a shit about us. They don't give a fuck about us or something like that.
Yeah. My dude, all I know is they got questions. God has answers, man. If people want to know, open up the Bible, though. There's no other book you're going to find the truth in. You're going to find the truth, but it's not going to be the whole truth and nothing but the truth. Only the Bible.
You know when we got the phone last night, man, after like 30 minutes to an hour, man, you know, I was just watching a YouTube about mind control, about Britney Spears with my brother. The light just started. The light just turned off and turned back on in the whole house, man.
Wow.
I'm thinking, okay, it might be lightning. Forget it. Oh, man, then right when I was like, damn, let me go ahead and put a TV in. There was this pastor in Holy Land was talking about, oh, man, you know, we're already in mind control. They're already controlling our lives. They're controlling our foods and drinks. And I'm like, wow, look at this.
Yeah, man,
because it was like, oh, they trying to make Britney Spears take Madonna's spot or something like that. But you know, her program
went
bad. Yeah, it fell.
Because
she was getting too old anyway.
They waited too long. That's the same thing with Michael.
Yeah,
Michael. They put over Michael so bad that he still was childlike. He never really grew out of his childlike form. His words, the way he talked, was still childlike.
I actually saw a footage of Anna Nicole on YouTube. She was acting like a clown. Like she was acting like a little child. Her mind was like done. And her little daughter was like, yeah, she got a brain problem. She got a brain problem.
They said she was on drugs when she did that video. Oh, she was on pills.
Nah, she was not on drugs.
She was not on pills, dude. She just came from the ritual.
Exactly. And she was talking to a little doll like it was real or something like that.
Actually, rumors that Anna Nicole was actually killed, dude, by Howard K. Stern. Because he kept on drugging her.
The richest businessmen are the biggest devils, man. The biggest businessmen are the biggest devils, man.
They use this book. They said they claim was written by King Solomon. The book is called the Ars Goetia, the Lesser Key of Solomon. Now, what that book is about? That book is about the 72, only 72
demonic spirits. 72 spirits that you can call on, and they will give you whatever you ask them. Riches, money, wealth, women, to know the future if you want to get somebody killed. Anything you want, these 72 can give you. But there's 72 malevolent spirits, which means they're demonic. And if you're not careful of how you control them, they will actually eat you.
What, for the wishes and all that?
Not for wishes. This is King. They say this is King Solomon's book.
Oh.
Anybody can get their hands on it. I've read it on the internet.
King Solomon's book.
It's called The Lesser Key of Solomon, dude. Yeah,
and,
man.
And what? What you got? You could summon the spirits or something?
Mm-hmm.
I heard about that. You told me about that.
Yeah, I was.
And,
it was me.
As a matter of fact, somebody. There's a lot of people who actually did that in Haiti, man. And they all got some people got fucked up by doing that.
Why do you think Haiti is a place that's actually infested with demons, dude? Haiti is infested with demons. So much that they walk amongst you physically. Mm-hmm. People may not know. I'm from Haiti. I know what I saw. And nobody gonna convince me there ain't no God. I'm not gonna let no American theology or philosophy tell me there is no God. Because in Haiti, I heard from the devil. I heard him and I saw him, so I don't care what nobody tell me, dude. The worst part is, even from coming here for the first time, going back to Haiti for vacation after school over here, we on top of a mountain doing a picnic, and at the end of the mountain is a cliff where the edge is just like, you see nothing but space, nothing but flat desert land all the way throughout. But directly under, when you look straight down, is nothing but trees, like a big forest. How about, man, you know, I'm up there, me and a cousin of mine and a friend of ours, just the three of us, and we up there screaming, echo, so we can hear our voices bouncing back. Man, the voice was bouncing back, we hearing everything, and it's like a lion out of nowhere just started roaring. Like a real lion, dude. So me and my cousin, we looked at each other like, what is that? The moment we heard the lion, I'm telling you straight up, no lie, it started, there were drums. Drums started being playing. And we were stuck. We were frozen, dude. We couldn't move. The drums were getting closer and closer and closer and closer. We could not move. All of a sudden, my cousin bust out running. The moment he bust out running, I felt like whatever chain was holding me and my other friend, got loose, and we started running too.
Yeah.
We were running. We heard, yo.
What was that?
We don't know what the hell was that. We didn't bother looking back. My cousin looked back. He said he saw nothing but like twisters. You know how the mummy, how they showed you the dude turning stuff into a desert,
Yeah.
A sand full of, of a tornado like thing just moving around. My cousin said he saw that, and all you remember was just a swarm of bees behind us, dude. All these things have relations to do with demonic stuff. Now, do you think I'm going to come to the U.S. after knowing what I saw and what I heard? That was not the only occasion that I got to hear or see something demonic. You think that I'm going to come here and let them prove to me that there is no God? There is a God. But, you know, the show's about to be over. We'd like to thank everybody who was listening. We have 60 seconds left. Don't want to go ahead and use too much of that time, but tune in next time.
Yeah, we'll be back on tomorrow at 3 o'clock.
We'll be back till we break the devil's back. And that's in Jesus' name. Because we can't do it alone. We cannot do it alone. We need God. Mm-hmm. That's real, man. Is it still over now?
We're in the world of pack of wolves, so y'all got to blend in, but have a heart of a dove. Make sure y'all understand that.
Be as shrewd as snakes, but as innocent as doves.
Amen.
Don't be that. Do not be the fool going down the slaughter.
Nah.
Don't die for any reason and call yourself a martyr. Better be smart.
War. We're in war right now.
Mm-hmm. Be smart. Don't lose your life where you can go ahead and win somebody else's.
Show over.
All right.
Yeah, we already set up for 3 o'clock tomorrow already. I already set that up.
That's cool, man. We need to continue doing it.
Well, we're going to have to change our names, man, because I don't know, dog.
Yeah, I thought you was like...
I didn't know we was going to do something like that, but, you know, God, you know, want us to do something like that, you feel me?
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, you know, because our family could be at stake, man, you know what I mean?
Look at this. This dude is actually holding the Masonic sign up, like, right there.
Who?
I'm watching the show, well, I'm not watching it, it's BET playing it. He's, like, looking like he's getting married, but he's holding the Masonic sign. What's that show, The Game, that dumb show with Tia Tamir, which I feel like...